What's up, everyone? I'm DevDaw Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designer Laughs. We're back, and we're back, and we're back. We're here with Dev once again as our special guest client today. We're going to continue off where we left off last time. I know I've introduced a new segment with the Q&A, and we're going to jump right on into it. But before so, I need to address something. I need to adjust something that I recognize that needs to stop right away. I noticed that we've been getting consistent views. However, we're not getting the likes and we're not getting the shares that we deserve. Go ahead, hit that like button, hit that share button, and subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. We're building a community here, and by not subscribing and not sharing the information, you're hurting the community. We're here to build. We're here to share. We're here to learn. We're here to engage. And, we're here to have fun with each other. So, with that being said, I just wanted to take the time to be able to address that. I continue showing you guys the information that is very important to me without you all giving me the engagement that needs to be received in order for depth to grow. And with that said, we're gonna lead right into the section of today's Q&A with 21 questions. Because literally, I got 21 questions. Like seriously, for you all of you who haven't already submitted their email questions, you can still do so. I've already got the questions I needed for today's episode of the podcast, and it's enough to be able to last several episodes. So. Please bear with me if your questions don't get all answered. We have several different people who sent in their questions, and some of them repeat. So please bear with me. I'm going to be as honest and transparent as I possibly can and do so without, repeat myself. Some stuff is already on my website, so if you aren't familiar with my website, you may get familiar with it. It is Devin's Deft DEFT dot design. That's Devin's DEVINSDEFT dot design. You go there for all your information, stay current on what's going on, and also just getting more feedback on what we do here at Def. All right, so for today's first question, let's start off with here. Jasper asks, what's the purpose of death? Well, the purpose of death is to demonstrate clear, concise designs that are not only solution-based and thought-provoking, but unique. And you need to not only the client, but you need to me. Like, I am my own personal brand as well. And I don't work with everybody in those who are do work with me get a chance to see another side of me that they probably won't see of me if you know me personally. So it's like my brand and me is one, but yet we're separate, if that makes sense. And the purpose of death is to, bring those things, those two worlds together, as well as being able to bring other people's vision together. Like, death is more than just me just creating some things that I think are cool, or because I like my, like, it's not a hobby. This is my craftsmanship. This is what I enjoy doing, and this is what I've been doing for quite a long time. So I'm not new to the game, and we're here to leave our mark on industry as not only like a service provider, but also as an artist as well. And that's the purpose of death. Okay. I got another question here. It says, what are your company's target customers? So our customers slash clients, because of we work with both businesses and we also work with the general public when it comes to different products and things like that. So don't forget, you can still buy our book, A Death Journal, out now on Amazon. Link will be in the video. What was I gonna say? Yeah, like our target audience is not only just the brands that as you see on this app, like on a podcast, it's for both startups and established businesses, small business owners to be exact. Yeah. And also too, we are taking partnerships with big brands and things like that as well. We're not discriminating against anyone. However, though, those are our core target audience that we build relationships with on a daily basis, and we will look forward to continue building relationships with on a daily basis. All right, let's skip around to another person. Okay, let's see what this person says. Okay. Taryn asks, what's been your personal favorite podcast so far? That's a great question. So far, even if I had a way more episodes than I already have, I couldn't tell you a favorite because I don't really do big on favoritism. However, I can't deny that there's definitely episodes that stand out to me that are still stuck in the back of my mind. Like, man, I kind of remember that like it happened yesterday. Like the episode with a three-legged dog that can't race. Like the power going out on me kind of, or the lights going out. It just happened like out of nowhere. Like I wasn't expecting that to go on, but hey, the show goes on, and I still remain professional. So I didn't panic, but it definitely kind of caught me off. Like that was not scripted at all. Not that this podcast is scripted, but because it's not, but it's just goes to show you like the more as you plan or try to control the process, you never know what things are going to happen, and you have to be able to deal with those things when they happen at the moment. So, yeah, that's one example of a episode that sticks out to me. Another episode would be stuff like, no one saw that. Like, I don't know, something about the episode as far as like the whole concept of the gig, work. It was new. It was intriguing to me. And then also like Floral Pass, and there's so many other episodes. If you guys don't mind, please share with me what your guys' favorite episodes are. I would love to hear this from you all as well. Please leave a comment down below. What's your personal favorite episode of the podcast so far? All right, let's keep it moving. Okay. So we got a long list from this one in particular person that sent so many in, and we really appreciate you. I'm gonna choose us a few of yours, and then we'll go from there. All right, so all right. What is your brand story? So I'm not gonna go into a lot of detail about the brand story because if you've been following along, you should know a little bit more about me already and what Death is about. And if you haven't been following along, please go check out other videos like Demystify Moments Part 2, where you can learn a little bit more about me as far as a graphic designer, an art director, and an artist. But There's things like that, and then also too, on our website, it's literally tells you right there in the bio, what DEF is and what we're here for. But I will share a story with you what started my graphic design journey, if that is okay with you all. Cool. All right, so as far as the story goes, like I've been an artist and graphic designing for quite some years time. As far as back as I can remember, I was probably like about 10, somewhere around there, when I used to go to the barber shop by myself, get my hair cut, get dropped off at a young age, and I remember I had a male, so not male, a female, a barber, and shout out to her, Faye, if you're out there and you see this, just know that I'm still out here designing. So I remember drawing some playing cards, and I was a kid, just in the bar a barber shop, waiting my turn, and I drew some playing cards and gave it to her as a token of appreciation, just saying, "Hey, this is something I thought about, and I want you to see it." And she took it, thank you. And this, she's no relationship to me, but she took it and saw, the artist in me, and she held on to that. And then years later, she came to me and showed me the cards years later, even, as I continued on to get my hair cut as I grew older. And she was like, "Yeah, I kept those cards from you all these years. Are you still drawing?" And that's something that stuck to me to this day. Like, I never stopped, and I continued to keep on growing as an artist. And I took those skills that I've grown up with and applied them in other avenues and other ways, and then just, continued to build on it. So it went from me just pencil and paper like anybody else, and and creating a physical product of it, to me now doing that same kind of concept to a degree, and now putting it on the computer and actually promoting and actually physically getting products and things like that out there to the public. So that's a story, a little bit, I guess you could say, about the brand. Indirectly, because it kind of tells you my journey of, how I started as an artist. Okay, so what is your unique selling point? That's a great question right there. So, Chris, your question is, what is your unique selling point? And it goes back to, like what DEF is. Like, DEF is bigger than me. DEF is not, how fast can I do something, and how cool can I make it look? It really is it's a lifestyle. It's a philosophy. In a nutshell, it's me. Like, Devin's death. Like, it's how I talk, how I act, how I carry myself, how I convey my messages. And as we continue to get go further into new territory and explore new opportunities and work on new projects, the selling point of what DEF is continues to keep on expand and grow, and just like my own interests do. So that's my unique selling point. Like, it's death is me, and I am death, That's death. All right. Let's see. Okay. I'm gonna take this last question and then we're gonna move on to the next segment of the show. I feel like I've been asking a lot of questions and spending a little bit of time trying to be thorough. So I think this is gonna be a good point after this question to answer after I answer this last question. I think this would be a great point to be able to move forward with the with the podcast. So it says here, what brands does your brand aspire to be like? Or what brands does your business aspire to be like? I don't have a brand that I follow that says I want to be like. I'm doing my own thing, and this is a whole new experience. This is like an agency of one, if you will. Like, this is a whole new journey and experience that I'm embarking on that I haven't done before to this magnitude, and I can't really say that there's anybody else that like me as far as other designers or other brands that are trying to do what I'm doing. The way that I'm trying to do things. So to say that I'm aspiring to be like someone else, that's a question I can't really answer. But there are different people who, I guess, I take influence from, I guess, as far as, different people, different podcasters and things like that, the brands that who have, I aspire to be able to be more, sharper when it comes to interviewing and being able to articulate when it comes to public speaking. So when it comes to certain brands that that I want to aspire like. It would be something like, if I was going to say my name, it probably would be something like, I don't know, like a Nike, oh, there's so many brands. I don't want to start naming a bunch of names out there and then exclude anyone because it's kind of like, there's so many other brands out there that, I can definitely learn from. So, but I guess that's the closest one I can think of right off the top of my head, top of my head. All right. So I think we got enough questions. If you guys have more questions, please don't hesitate to send them in. Once again, that's informdeath@gmail.com. That's informdeath@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to answer it on the next episode of the podcast. All right. So last time we were speaking, y'all, I was telling you all that I'm trying to come up with an ad to further promote some of the new segments that we're now going to be adding on to the podcast. Like, the Q&A segment and the roast. Now, the roast is a process, so please bear with me. It's going to be some people that I'm trying to get, outside of just me, and it's going to take some time. So it's going to take some time for me to get everybody on board. And if you're all going to be committed to, actually participating and engaging in the content, then the quicker we'll be able to get everybody aboard because they'll see that you guys are anticipating this and that they'll see also the engagement is there. So they'll make them also want to be able to say, hey man, I'm ready, Devin's ready, let's do this. Hey, So please just bear with me. I can do so much. So I was thinking, since you all didn't give me any feedback on which direction you all think I should go, I was gonna pick a selection for myself and then just give you guys the time to vote on it, and then we'll come back to it next time and we'll do the challenge later. Or maybe not even do the challenge, we'll just actually just take a time where we'll just spend some time designing together and see if we can come up together with a with the vision that we came up with, agree upon. That's what we'll do. We'll come up with the we'll select the today, we'll select the direction we're gonna go with, and then next episode on the podcast, what we'll do is we'll actually flesh out the design. I feel like because the Q&A took so long this time, I don't want to do it today. Shoot. All right, so I was thinking going with the Q&A section, idea of like a what do you call it? Like an object poster, kind of like a hero poster, like a real up close shot of the mouth and the action, because this really is me answering these questions right on the spot. I'm trying to make this organic and as natural as possible. I'm not reading off no teleprompter, no script. This is a podcast that's dedicated to creatives who want to get out of their own head what they have for the world to see and do so with other creative, like-minded people. So I was thinking doing that, and then afterwards, let's also. I was thinking between that one, and then for the roast session, I didn't do a whole lot of different designs, but I'm thinking, with it being roast, like, we gotta make it, we gotta put them on a plate, man. So maybe something along the lines of like a single character of like of the Zyna Laughs character being roasted in some kind of funny manner. Maybe like him having some kind of funny hat on or something. That's what I'm thinking about doing that, as opposed to just doing just a wanted sign. So that's what my mind is directing, is going towards as of right now. Like, I think in between those two selections, we should be able to come up with something, you all. So what do you think? Should we go with a Q&A that has a object poster, or a roast ad? Which one should we go for first? Should we go with the Q&A ad, or should we go with the roast ad? Drop a or a B in a comment. A is for Q&A, B is for roast. All right. I just want to take this time to say thank you all for everybody who's watching. This podcast has been a journey. We got so much more in store for you all. I'm really excited about some of the things going forward. However, though, I need you all to continue to keep on sharing and liking, because we need to be able to reach new audiences to tell people about what we're here to do. We're here to build, we're here to reach the community and give back. However, though, we can't do so without you all support and without you all's engagement. So best way you can support outside of like making donations or anything like that would be either purchase merchandise, buy the book, A Death Journal Volume 1 out now once again, or to just simply like, subscribe, and share. Once again, this is DevDawDevin with another episode of Designing Last. I appreciate you all. Thank you, and have a great one. Until next time, peace!
Design, design, design.